Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Conrad and Maddie with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, a new research at the University of Queensland has shown that the biggest danger to wildlife is people, not cats. UQ analysed 11 years of records from wildlife rehabilitation centres and found that road incidents, unsafe urban environments and entanglement were behind most rescues. Attacks by animals of all types accounted for only 4.4% of cases, with attacks from dogs more than three times as common as from cats. However, the records used don't measure all wildlife deaths, only cases which end up with carers. They do point to a pattern, though, which shows that human-driven threats need more attention.
In a Freedom of Information investigation run by the ABC, it was found that the Brisbane Olympics Committee has been subject to significant influence peddling from businesses, including gifts so exorbitant that the committee has not kept some of them. In one example of a wannabe mixed martial arts association headed by a Singaporean rich lister has taken the prize with a $82,000 bottle of cognac. So far, companies from entertainment, catering, law, and travel industries have all given gifts in exchange for access to committee employees. One employee had the pleasure of attending a $2,300 client conference at Richmond versus Carlton AFL game and the Australian Grand Prix, paid for by PMY Group Entertainment Firm. The gift register of the committee said that the employee gained, quote, insights into major event operations and hospitality practices.
In national news, authorities have effectively eliminated feral red deer near Esperance and Harvey through a method known as aerial culling. However, controversy around their methods has arisen as the cull is set to return in 2027. The controversy comes not from the eradication of these pests, but through a view of concern for them not being put down humanely. Harvey locals have taken videos of deer being shot in their hind legs and left to perish, and since, about 170 signatures have been attained on the petition to end the cull. Sporting Shooters Association State President Paul Fitzgerald has proposed an alternate solution, saying, quote, "Sporting shooters can undertake deer eradication much more effectively with less stress to farming operations and to livestock." Invasive Species Council Advisory Advocacy Director Rhys Pignata has defended the cull instead, citing its effectiveness and his concern around deer populations rising if it's no longer in place.
A report from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists highlighted the concerning expected shortage of child psychiatrists across Australia. By 2028, it is expected that Australia will be short by at least 230 full-time child psychiatrists, posing a large risk to mental health in young Aussies. Professor Valsama Epen, chair of the Faculty of Child and Adult Psychiatrists, stated, quote, "Young people's mental health needs and demands are ever increasing, but our workforce is not keeping pace with that, and the gap is going to only increase unless we do something very strategic." A federal government spokesperson addressed the growing concerns in a statement, "With plans to invest in specialist training programs for psychiatrists to match the growing mental health needs."
In international news, after weeks without direct sunlight, the 26 Australians spending winter at Davis Station, Australia's southernmost Antarctic research station, gathered to watch the sun above the horizon. Gavin Melgard, a Bureau of Meteorology observer, remained optimistic, stating, quote, "It was quite exciting. It was only up for a whole 24 minutes, but it was still quite an uplifting and quite a great mood change to see the sun after that long." Despite the lack of sunlight, totaling between 1 to 2 hours per day maximum, the team continue extensive work, with Melgard stating, quote, "Seeing animals and the environment that you would never ever see anywhere else on Earth is a huge draw card for me."
For your weather today, Brisbane is still partly cloudy. It's currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 22 today. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.